Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Emily. I am your host, and I have some special guests listening today for this very special episode, this legendary episode, if you will.
Hi, I'm Emily's mom, Sarah.
And I am Emily's grandma, Karen.
Yep. And today we're talking about the legendary Pokemon Zapdos. So Zapdos is number 145, dual type, electric and flying, and it is known as the electric Pokemon. It's a bird. It's a yellow bird, and it's very jagged.
Yeah, it looks like a, like, you know,
with a really long beak.
Snoopy. It reminds me of Snoopy's bird Tweety. Like, if you imagine Tweety bird putting its
being electrocuted.
Yes,
exactly. It looks like it's being electrocuted.
Well, yep. It is an electric Pokemon, so.
Yep. Jagged wings. Looks really pretty pointy. The tail and the wings. Just, yeah, it doesn't look like it would be a soft bird that you would want to pet. And its nose,
scowling.
Too. Yeah, its nose is very pointy, too.
Its beak.
Yes, its beak.
Zapdos is 1.6 meters tall, or 5 feet 3 inches. That's big.
That is big. Wow, that's how tall you are.
I know! Well, it is a legendary, so.
Wow.
And then it weighs 52.6 kilograms, or 116 pounds. And then there's this other version, Galarian Zapdos. I don't like this one as much.
Yeah, I don't either.
Kind of looks like an electrocuted turkey to me.
It looks like an ostrich. A red ostrich.
No.
Red and black ostrich.
No. Nope. Ostriches have really long necks.
Well, look at that neck. Look at that.
That's short, and that's not like an ostrich neck at all.
Maybe an emu?
The claw looks dangerous.
Yeah, it looks scary.
I like the regular Zapdos better.
It looks like if you would happen to run it over, it might puncture a tire.
It would. So, we had an episode, season 5, episode 33, As Clear as Crystal. So, the episode starts off with Team Rocket stealing Pikachu. And Team Rocket had this special machine that took all of Pikachu's electric energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sucks up electricity.
When it was like a hot air balloon that they strapped him into.
Yeah. In a chair. An electric chair.
Right. Literally.
Yeah. And so, Pikachu was able to escape, but it took all of Pikachu's energy. And they saw this girl in the woods, because that's where they were when this happened, and she was like, did something happen? I heard an explosion. And they said how their Pikachu was almost kidnapped or whatever, and she saw that Pikachu was injured, and she wanted to help Pikachu, but she made them promise that they couldn't tell this place they were going to.
Because it was a secret, right?
Yeah.
And it has something to do with the title of this episode, too.
Yeah.
There were other electric Pokemon that were headed the same way, and they all needed
Oh yeah, they saw other electric Pokemon headed the same way as them. So they arrive at this lake, and all the electric Pokemon got inside the lake, and they immediately were revitalized with energy, and they felt better. And so did Pikachu. And Ash and friends were like, oh, what is this? And the girl explained that there was this crystal, legendary crystal it was called, at the bottom of the lake that recharged all electric Pokemon.
Yeah, it had the lake had like healing powers, but it was because of something in the lake.
The crystal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So of course, guess who shows up and
guess who is eavesdropping?
Yeah.
Team Rocket. So they end up stealing the crystal, and forgot what happened after that.
Stop glowing.
Yeah, and then they took off in a hot air balloon in the shape of a Wobbuffet, which was really cool.
No, that didn't happen yet.
Oh.
That was like much later. Wasn't it? Like they stole the crystal, and then the electric Pokemon, all the electric Pokemon there tried to stop Team Rocket.
And then everything got kind of dark, and then Zapdos, and, you know, he came.
Yeah, they were, the electric Pokemon were trying to stop Team Rocket from leaving by, like, using their electric powers, but Team Rocket had that same, like, electric sucking machine attached to them, so it just sucked up all their electricity and tired the Pokemon out. Right?
Yeah,
and then Zapdos came in and like cut off the electric connection and then used all of its electricity to blast Team Rocket off. But Team Rocket still had the crystal with them. And that really drained Zapdos' energy.
So now he needs help too.
Yeah. And then it said in the Pokedex that when the Zapdos flap their wings, it creates lightning.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a powerful bird. I think it said somewhere in the episode, like, oh, this legendary Pokemon was taken down by a lousy electric zapper or something like that. But I think it said later in the episode that Zapdos was already injured before it came to blast off Team Rocket. That's why it was so weakened so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Because the legendary Pokemon are supposed to have a lot of strength compared to the average Pokemon.
He's big, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, Zapdos was very injured. I think they implied that Zapdos might die. She said, I don't know if Zapdos is going to make it without the crystal.
Mm.
And so then Ash said, no, we're not going to give up. We're going to get that crystal back.
Yeah.
So Pikachu was attracted to electricity, so he...
Yeah, the electric Pokemon were pulled in by this legendary crystal. Like it. Yeah.
And then Team Rocket comes with their inflatable Wobbuffet.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was funny. It looks a lot better than the Meowth hot air balloon.
Definitely. That was funny.
But, yeah, they were able to get the crystal back. And so they returned the crystal to the lake, but it wasn't working. So then all the electric Pokemon went underwater to try to recharge the crystal. So, and I really liked that part because it was like they were giving back to Zapdos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Zapdos is basically like the guardian of that lake since it's legendary. And so all the electric Pokemon were giving back and trying to help Zapdos by trying to recharge the crystal. And so... I think it worked, like, it worked for a second, like the crystal did, but then it went out again, and they put Zapdos in the lake, and I guess the electric Pokemon tried charging it again, and it worked that time. So then Zapdos was revitalized, and then... then it recharged the crystal completely.
Yeah, this was a good episode.
Yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Very centered around electric Pokemon.
For sure.
This was an electric Pokemon episode. So, yeah, that was the end of that episode. So, now we'll do ratings, out of 5 stars. Which version do you guys like better, the original or the Galarian? Zapdos.
Mm.
I do not like the Galarian.
I don't like the Galarian at all.
Hands down, the original is better.
I do, should say, though, Galarian Zapdos is different type. Regular Zapdos is electric and flying, but Galarian is fighting and flying. So. Anyways, okay, so what do you guys want to rate it?
I would rate it a 4.
Yeah.
I love flying Pokemon, and I think it's fun that it's electric, and it almost kind of reminds me of a
big bird.
Bald eagle, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, just because it's
birds of prey.
Yeah, birds, I think a bald eagle is pretty big and pretty impressive. And with it being 5'3", that's a big bird.
Yep.
So.
I would rate it a 4, too. I do like birds. That's the one thing that I noticed when I saw it. That, you know, I kind of have a special place in my heart for birds. So, yes.
Yeah, we're all bird lovers here.
Mm-hmm.
Except my sister. She's
She's afraid.
She's got issues.
Yep.
She's got what?
She's got issues.
With birds?
Yeah. Caitlin's afraid of birds.
Huh.
Yep. I don't know why. She's never had a bad experience, but... I don't know. That's Caitlin for you. She's an interesting girl.
So I'll rate it 4 stars also. I really like it. I love birds. And I liked this episode. And I think that it's a pretty cool legendary Pokemon. And I like that it's like a guardian of the other Pokemon. Most legendaries are, but yeah, so I like that about it. Although it's very wild Pokemon, as you could see, like, you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool looking.
It was kind of defensive when it fell after it was drained of its energy. It didn't want anyone to come close to it.
I would imagine that's what something in nature would.
Yeah, an injured animal doesn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like Zapdos, so 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So now we will have our Pokemon tournament. Yeah. So my favorite Pokemon before this episode was Butterfree. What were your guys's?
Mine was Psyduck.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was Eevee.
Okay, and in this Pokemon tournament, who will rise? Who will fall? Can I get a drum roll? And the champions are Butterfree.
Psyduck, Psy.
I'm gonna stick with Eevee.
Okay. Let's give a round of applause for our champions because Butterfree's lasted a long time. Yeah. So I think that's it for this episode, unless you guys have anything to add to it.
I do like it a lot. I feel like maybe if I watched more episodes, it might grow on me more.
I watched a whole movie about it before this. Mom got off work while doing this, so she was tired, and I didn't think she'd want to watch a whole hour of Pokemon just to learn more about Zapdos, but, yeah. So, anyways, thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Bye.